Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin, daf Mem Zayin. This is Elisha Graf again filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz. For those who are listening online, the rabbi is away for the balance of this week. I will be saying shir today through Thursday. The rabbi may be back Friday. We'll see you back coverage later in the week. Today's shir is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz in memory of Adina's grandmother, Tzivya Yita Basdov Beryl Halevi. We hope her neshama has an aliyah in the schluss of our learning. We thank Jeremy and Adina very much for this sponsorship. Today we are going to continue the topic that we began discussing in earnest yesterday, which is the concept of various trefas, various infirmities in the lungs of an animal or in a bird that would cause it to become a trefa. How you check for various infirmities, what happens if the lungs are scabbed over, if there were blisters, depending on how many blisters there are, do we assume that there's a hole in the lung? How do you test to see if there's a hole in the lung? Well, very technical topic and discussion regarding trefa of the lungs, specifically in today's daf, that will continue through the end of today's daf, even on to the beginning of tomorrow's daf as well. So the rabbi left off at the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which is where we will begin the very first word on the Amud. So Vyama Rava. So we had been in the middle of a couple of statements of Rava regarding Hilchas Trefa. So now we have another statement of Rava. Vyama Rava. Hani Tarti Bowie. If you have two blisters that are on the lung, the Smichi Lahadadi, which are close to each other, Les Luhu Bedikusa. There is no way to check them. So why is there no way to check them? Because if Rashi explains, if there were two blisters that are right next to one another, so you know that there's definitely a hole, and the blisters form on each part of the lung opposite where the hole was. So if there are two blisters, then you know that it's definitely a trefa. What does it mean that the blisters are smuchin la dadi, that they're smichi la dadi? What does that mean? So Tosfos explains that smichi la dadi means that there is a shear of one seyar in between the two blisters. However, if the space in between the two blisters is the space of two strands of hair or greater, then they're not considered to be smuchin lahadadi. But the basic point that the Gemara says that, and this is the way Rashi explains, that kim le larava deina smuchas ela machmas nekev shi bereya ve'ela nekev esabu esalolus vivav. In other words, it's scabbed over. So if you have these two blisters, it's obviously a scab that's covering a hole. Therefore, les le b'dikusa means you don't have to check it because we know that the animal's a trefa. Now says the Gemara, second line, chadum eschaza katarti. What if there is one blister, but it looks like two blisters? In other words, we're not sure. Is it one blister and it just might be a wound, but there might not be a hole? Or is it two blisters, in which case we know that there was definitely a hole that was scabbed over? So you have this one blister that looks maybe like it's two. So my sinan silua uvazanela. So we take a thorn and we pierce the blister. And ishafkan la dadi, if the pus from the blister flows from one part of the blister to another, then chadehi ukshera, then we know that it's actually only one blister and therefore the animal is going to be kosher. It's not going to be a trefa because we assume that there's only one blister on this lung. Velo, however, if you have this one blister that appears to be separated down the middle, if you pierce one end of the blister and the pus, the stuff in the middle of the blister, does not travel from one part of the blister to another, then you know that there are actually two separate blisters here, and then we are governed by what we just said earlier in the statement of Rava, that if there are two blisters on the lung, we know that it's definitely a trefa, because we know that there was a hole, and there was a blister that developed on each side of the lung in order for the lung to attempt to heal itself and close up the hole. So then we know it's going to be a trefa. So that's one statement of Rava. Viyama Rava. Rava makes another statement. Hey uni isle larea. There are five lobes that the lung has, and you see these lobes in the picture. If you have an art scroll Gemara, the picture on the right side in footnote 2 in the box here, you see the three lobes of the lung. Apa klape gavra, when the underside of the animal is facing the butcher, which is the way they would shecht. So when they would shecht an animal, they would shecht it, and then when they would try to flay it and dismember it and cut up all the pieces of the meat, they would hang the animal by its legs, by its hind legs, and the animal would basically be suspended upside down from the ceiling facing the butcher. So when the underside of the animal is facing the butcher, plus a mimina v'tarte mismole, there were three lobes of the lung on the right side, and two lobes of the lung on the lung on the left side. So says the Gemara, chaser o yoser. So if there are more than three on the right side, two on the left side, or if there are fewer than three on the right side, two on the left side, oh chalif, or if there are two on the right side and three on the left side. So if something is wrong with the number of lobes or with the placement of the lobes in the lung, then you know that it's going to be a trefa, says the Gemara. But now, says the Gemara, another story. Ahu yisirta dasoy lekame demareimar. There was a yisirta. There was an animal with extra lobes on the lung that came before mareimar in order for him to determine whether the animal was a trefa. Haviyasa ravacha abava. So ravacha happened to have been sitting at the doorway of Ameimar's house. And Amarlei, and when the guy came back out after he had shown Ameimar this animal with the extra lobe in the lung, so my Amar Lecha, so he said to the butcher, said to the guy, said to the owner of the animal, what did Mareimar tell you? So Amarlei Akshara Nele. So he said, oh, he told me it was kosher. So Amarlei Hadar Ayla Kamei. So Rav Acha said, oh, you better go ask him again, because you brought him an animal that had an extra lobe in the lung. Mareimar said it was kosher for some reason. We just had the statement of Rava, who told us that if there is an extra lobe in the lung, then undoubtedly it's going to be a trefa. So says the Gemara, so Amarlei, so Mareimar then said to the guy who came back to ask him the question for the second time, Zil Emalei Lamanti Yosef Abava, go tell the guy who is sitting on the doorway, who keeps sending you back in to ask me this question, because he's afraid I messed up the halacha, because he thinks the halacha is like Rava, and I just blew the psak because I saw an animal with an extra lobe in the lung and I told you it's kosher, so he thinks I messed up. So go tell the guy who's sitting at the doorway, Les Hilchasa Kavase de Rava via Sirta, that the halacha is not like Rava when it comes to an extra lobe in the lung. So that's why my psak was actually correct, and the guy who was sitting at the doorway, who kept telling you to come back because he was afraid I blew the psak, it was he who was not really ma'ayin well, because had he been ma'ayin well, he would have known that the halacha is not like Rava when it comes to an animal that's a yisirta, when it comes to an animal that has an extra lobe on the lung. The Rishonim debate whether Mareimar knew that it was Rav Acha who was sitting on the doorway or not, and you know, it appears at first blush that he didn't, because he just said, oh, go tell the person who's sitting at the doorway. He didn't refer to him by name, but it could be that he was referring to him somewhat pejoratively. Go tell the guy who's sitting by the doorway to go be ma'ayin a little bit more. But either way, so Mareimar held that the halacha was not like Rava when it comes to a yeseres, when it comes to an animal with an extra lobe in the lung. But the Gemara then qualifies this ruling. Bahani mili dekaima bidara deoni. That's only if the extra lobe is in the row of lobes. So you have a row on the right side of three, a row on the left side of two. So if, let's say, on the right side you have four lobes instead of three, or on the left side you have three lobes instead of two, that's going to be kosher. That's not going to be a problem. Aval beni beni trefa. However, if the extra lobe is situated in the middle, so you're supposed to have only three on the right side, two on the left side. Let's say this extra lobe is not on the right, it's not on the left, it's right in the middle, so it's somewhere where there shouldn't be a lobe to begin with. Then it's going to be a trefa, says the Gemara. Now another maisa, hu beni beni dasalakaime de Ravashi. There was an animal with an extra lobe that was in the middle, situated between the two rows of lobes that came before Ravashi. So Ravashi lemitrefa. So Ravashi was going to declare it a trefa, like we just saw in the Gemara. And Amar le Ravuna. So says Ravuna, Marbar Avia. So Amarle Ravuna, Marbar Avia, Kol Hani Chiebrisi, all rural beasts are like this. So Hochi Islahu, they all have these types of extra lobe. So in other words, when he says Briyasa, what he meant was, says Rashi, Roas Ba'afar, in other words, they're wild beasts and they graze in the dirt and everything, Ramila, but others say, no, the reason that he said Briyasa is because Briyasa, Brios Shmenos. He was trying to tell him that despite the fact that it has the extra lobe in the middle of the lung, where usually an animal doesn't have this lobe, they're briyasa, they're very healthy animals, they're hardy animals, they're fat animals, this is just the way they grow. Hachi yislu, back in the Gemara, this is what they have. The korelet habchi inunisa devarda. And the butchers call this lobe that's situated in the middle of the two rows, they call it a small rose-like lobe. And again, if you have an art scroll, you see in the box over here, the picture on the right side, which shows the placement of the extra lobe. It looks a little bit like a rose, maybe like the petal of a flower, but certainly it appears in the middle here, in between the right side and the left side where the rest of the lobes are. But the point was, he held in this type of animal, the extra lobe in the middle was part of its anatomy, and it was fine. Now, vahani mili megavoy, that's only also if the extra lobe in the middle is on the underside. However, flipping over, aval agava, however, if the extra lobe is on top of the animal, meaning it's against the ribs or the spine, afilu ketarfa diasa, even if it's as small as the leaf of a myrtle, trefa, then it's going to be a trefa. So again, to sum up, it has three lobes on the right side, two lobes on the left side, an extra lobe on either the right or the left is going to be fine. An extra lobe in the center, in the middle, is not going to be fine, unless it's a type of animal that always has the lobe in the middle. But even that type of animal, it's only good if it has the lobe on the underside facing the stomach. But if it has the lobe on the back of the animal facing the back of the animal, then that's not going to be okay. So says the Gemara, Amar Raphram. So says Raphram, second line on Mem Zayin on Mabez. Hai Reya de Dami La Putya, a lung that is like a piece of wood, as we're going to explain in exactly how it has the character of a piece of wood. But if you have a lung that's like a piece of wood, trefa, it is a trefa. So ikadamri b'chazusa, ikadamri b'gishta. There's some say that when we say it's like a piece of wood, it means like that it appears like a piece of wood, it looks like a piece of wood. Some say b'gishta, it feels like a piece of wood. And ikadamri d'naficha, others say that it's bloated and white. And in that respect, it looks like wood. And Rashi explains, Nase levana, dinaficha nase levana, kivakas, like split wood, vahainu nami bechazusa. That also refers to appearance. Veicha delo mechatcha bechituch gomor, ubesedek elokimin mare, hefresh niker bo ksheira, delo shia ki uftahi. In other words, the first statement was that it looks like a piece of wood. That means that it looks like a piece of wood even when you're just looking at it. This latter description where we say that it is the neficha, that it's bloated and white, that's only where you cut it a little bit and it looks like a piece of wood. It somehow has this character that looks like a piece of wood on the inside. That is going to be a trefa. And the Gemara then says again, v'ika damri defachiza. That what it means when we say that it's a piece of wood, it means that it's hardened like a piece of, that it's hardened like a piece of wood. Okay. Zavika damri deshia. Others say it's smooth like a piece of wood, that the lung is smooth like a piece of wood, which has been worked on, is very smooth. Delesle chitucha daoni, that it has no division between the lobes of the lung. So we had just been discussing on Amud Aleph that there are different lobes in the lung. Three on the right, two on the left. What happens if you have a lung that's so smooth that there are no lobes? There are none of those, sort of fold-like areas in the lung. The Gemara says that's going to be a problem. Okay, so Amar Rava. So Rava says kikuchla ksheira. If it's blue, then it's going to be kosher. Kediusa trefa. However, if it's black, then it's going to be a trefa. And diusa, Rashi explains is dio yavesh. That's like the color of dried ink, which is black. Now, why do we say that a black lung is a trefa? D'amar Rav Chanina, shachar adamu ela shalaka. Because what we say is that black used to be red, but it started to, it started to decompose a little bit, and that's why it became, black. And Rashi explains here, Ela Shalaka al Malakusu v'sofa lirkov alinake. So the point is that what's now black used to be red. What's red on the lung? What's red on the lung is a wound. So you know that if there was a wound, ultimately it's going to scab over, the scab is going to fall off, we're going to be left with an animal that has a hole in the lung. That's why the animal whose lung is black, you know, originally it used to be red, and therefore it's going to become a trefa. However, if it's blue, even though the color blue might look a little bit like the color black, we don't have to be concerned that there was a wound on the animal that's going to manifest in a condition of trefa eventually over here. And the Mefarshim point out over here that it's the same thing Lagabi Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida, obviously, you have a bunch of different colors, a bunch of different shades of blood, some of which are tame, some of which are not tame. If you have black, you might think, black is not a problem because blood is red. No, if there's black, then it is a problem, because if it's black, that means that it used to be red, but now it started to change in appearance a little bit and it became black. Okay, so what we said was that if it's blue, it's fine. If it's black, it's not fine, because we said that black used to be red and now it started to decompose a little bit. Yeroka kshera. However, if it's green or yellow, then it's going to be kosher. Midrav Nosson, aduma kshera. From Rav Nosson, they said that red is kosher. Midrav Nosson, detanya. I'm sorry, Yeruka kshera midrav Nosson, aduma kshera midrav Nosson. That greenish, yellowish is kosher from Rav Nosson, and red is also kosher from the statement of Rav Nosson. What's the statement of Rav Nosson? The Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, because Rav Nosson says like this, Pam achas halachti l'krochei hayam, that one time I went to the seashore, so basa isha achas lefanai, shemala b'narishon ameis sheni ameis, that a woman came before me, she gave her first kid a bris mila, and he died. Gave her second kid a bris mila, and he died. Shlishi they brought her third child to me, Raisi Shea Edom. I saw that he was red. Amarti la biti amtini acha yivla bodamo. And I said, why don't you wait until his blood settles? Rashi explains, sheyivla bodamo, sheyudamo nivla bibsoro, so that his blood can be absorbed into his flesh. Sheyudamo holech bein or labasar. Because the reason that he had this red appearance, says Rashi, is because the blood, instead of being absorbed in his body, was captured between his skin and his flesh. And shayadama olich benor lebosar vavi kimi shein lo dam. It would have been like a guy who doesn't have any blood at all. Vadamu anefesh. However, blood obviously is a person's lifeline. Umitok shein bochius who meis b'makakala. And because he doesn't have chius, because he lacks this lifeline of blood, if he has even a very small injury, he's going to wind up dying. So you can't give this kid a bris mila because the kid's blood doesn't flow normally. And if you give him a bris mila now, it would come out to be very dangerous. So Nosson HaBavli recommended that the woman wait before giving a kid a bris. Tosfos of the year points out, Shlishi Yavia Salafanai, so Nira de Savar de Betray Zimne Avichazaka, Kidarebi Midamarla Hamtini. So there is a machlokes in Shas, how many times makes a chazaka. So we know, we always think of a chazaka as three times. What does it really mean? Does it mean that the third time is a chazaka? In other words, if you have something that happens one time, two times, then already by the third time, that's called a chazaka. Or is it not a chazaka until after it happens three times? So one time, two times, three times, and then the fourth time is a manifestation, or the fourth time is a manifestation of the chazaka. So over here it appears that he's paskening that you have a chazaka the third time. After two times, you already have a chazaka, because she had a chazaka that she gave her first two kids a bris on time, and bad things happen. So now he was saying, oh, you already have a chazaka, that's why we're going to push off the bris. So Tosfos says, obviously, he paskins like that shita. Others say, it could be that in Shas, there is this machlokes, but we have a suffix because we don't know whether the chazaka is after two times or after three times. And this is an inyan of dine nefashos, because if we get it wrong, if we guess wrong, then the kid's going to die. and therefore you have to be machmir. So being machmir here means that you assume that the chazaka triggers even at the earlier point, and therefore we have to be very prudent, we have to be very cautious, and we have to wait in order to give the bris mila. So the advice that Nasan gave her, because the kid was red, was wait until you give him the mila. Himtina lo, she waited, umala osa v'chaya, and then she gave him a bris, and the kid lived. Vayakoru nosa Nasan abavli al shami. And they called him Nasan abavli on account of the advice that he gave. What in the world does this have to do with anything that we were discussing? So what we had opened the discussion with was that if the lung is red, then it's going to be kosher, like Nasan abavli. Why? Because what Nasan abavli taught us is that red is not a sign that the kid is definitely going to die. Red is not a sign that an animal is definitely going to die. Red is a sign that there's a condition that might be healed. So this kid was red. Nasan abavli said, why don't you hold up a little bit? So she held up a little bit, and then ultimately the kid wound up being cured because he was able to have a bris and he lived after the bris. Now we'll see a maisa regarding yellowish or green. Veshuv pamacha salachti l'mdinas kaputki. Then another time, says Nasan abavli, I went to the medina of kaputkiya. So basa isha lefanai shemala b'na rishon amei sheni ameis. So again, this happened that a woman who had given her first kid a bris mila and a second kid a bris mila came to me. Shlishi avi lefanai. Again, they brought to me the third kid. Reisiyushu yarok. I saw that he was yellow. I examined him, v'lohayo badam bris, and it turns out that he didn't have any blood in the makom amila. So amarti lo biti amtina lo ashetipol badamo. As I said, why don't you wait until blood settles down into the makom abris? So amtina lo. So she waited umalo sovachaya, and she gave the kid a bris, and the kid lived. Vayakornos enasan abavli al shemi. And again, they called the kid Nasan abavli on account of the advice that I gave. And again, what we see from this story is that if you have a wound or a place on an animal that's either red or that's yellowish like that, like greenish, then it's not going to be a problem. It's not necessarily a simen of treifus, because it's not an irreversible condition. It's not a fatal condition, because this kid in the story of Nasan abavli both times the kid was either red or greenish, and Nasan said, no, wait, the condition will rectify, and the condition rectified. So we see it's not irreversible. Not all hope is lost. Therefore, it's not considered to be a treifa. Says the Gemara of Vayter. Now, Samar of Kahana, Kikavda, if you have a lung that looks like a liver, kshera, then it's kosher. Kibsara, treifa. However, if it looks like flesh, if it looks like ordinary meat, then it's going to be a treifa. V'simanech, and how do we remember this? A handy mnemonic. Ubasar basada treifa. So it says in the pasuk, basar basada treifa. So we know that if you have the lung that looks like basar basada, then the animal is going to be a treifa. So Amrav Sama Bere Derava, Hayrea de Damri Kichashusa, if you have a lung that looks like hops, Ukamorika, or that looks like saffron, Ukagon Beasa, or that looks like the yellow of an egg, Trefa, then it's going to be a Trefa. But says the Gemara, Ela Yeroka de Ksheira Hechidami, why are you telling me that if something looks like the yellow of an egg, then it's going to be a treifa? I thought you told me that if you have a lung that's greenish, and green and yellow are very similar to each other in color, I thought you told me if you have a lung that's greenish, then it's going to be no problem. Then it's going to be kosher. So says the Gemara, Hey Chidami Kikarti. Oh no, when I said that the lung that's green is going to be kosher because it's not a treifa, I meant green like a leek. I meant real green, not green yellow. When I said green, I meant green. So yellow is going to be a treifa. Green is going to be kosher. So Ravina says, Ravina otom bereya. If you have a clogged lung, if there's a blockage in the lung, so mycina sakina, so you bring a knife, vakarina la, and you tear it open, you puncture the lung. So isba mugla, So if there's pus over there, savadai machmas muglahu, then definitely the blockage is because of the pus. Ukshera, and because this was just a temporary blockage of something that was in the lung, but it's not a real infirmity. It's not something that's going to cause the animal to become a trepha. Velo, however, if there is no pus that comes out of the wound, that comes out of the puncture, then we cannot attribute the blockage in the lung to the pus, and therefore we have to do the following test. So mosvina nala gadfa oroka. So we take so we inflate the lung, and we take a feather, or we put a little bit of spit on the lung. So we saw something very similar in yesterday's daf, but in yesterday's daf it was to determine whether there was a hole in the lung. Now we're trying to determine whether air can get through this area in the lung. So we're trying to determine if there's a blockage in the lung. So you put a feather or a little bit of spittle on the lung. So if it flutters, so we know that air gets through, then kshera, then it's going to be kosher because there's no blockage. Velo trefa. However, if the air doesn't get through, then it's going to be a trefa. Okay, so Amar Rav Yosef, so says Rav Yosef, Karom Sha'ala Machmas Maka Bereya, if you have a scab that forms on account of a wound on the lung, Eino Karom, it's not considered to be a scab, and as a result, it is a trefa. It's going to be a trefa. What does it mean, Eino Karom? So Rashi explains, Shesofa Listar, because it's obviously going to become detached. So if you have a scab on the lung, and the lung is effectively being held together on account or through the scab, that's going to be a problem because the scab on the lung is ultimately going to come off. When the scab of the lung comes off, you're going to be left with an animal that has a hole in the lung. That's obviously bad. The chol sirche dereya kara ma'ola machmas makahein. All of these sirchos, all of these scabs on the lung, they're all scabs that come because of a maka. Hilkach afal gavdalo nafik zika trefa. Therefore, even though right now it's not letting any air out of the lung, we know ultimately it will let air out of the lung, and therefore it is going to be a trefa. The Amar of Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Vaiter, Hai Rea de Avsha, if you have a lung that makes a hissing noise, Sa'iyadina Necha Avsha, so if we know where the noise is coming from, Manichinala, Gadfa, Ogila, Oroka, so we take either a feather or a piece of straw or a piece of spittle, Imavatsvitsa, Trefa. If it flutters and we inflate the lung and then we release the air, and if it flutters from, I'm sorry, so we inflate the lung and we hold the air tight, if it flutters from where the feather or the straw or the spittle is, then we know it's a trefa because we know that there's a hole in the lung. The low kshera. So unlike before where we were trying to figure out whether the air goes all the way through the lung just internally, here we're trying to figure out whether there's a hole in the lung so that the air is escaping externally. So it's the same type of test, but over here we're testing for a slightly different thing. But the point is, we have this, we hear a hissing noise, we don't know where it's coming from, so we have to test. And empirically, if the thing is fluttering, then we see that there's a hole in the lung and it's going to be a trefa. Velo kshera, and if it doesn't flutter, then it's going to be kosher. Velo yadinan, and if it's inconclusive, maisi mishichusa demaya pshuri. So we bring a basin of lukewarm water. Umosvina la bagavan, we put the lung inside of it. Bechamimi lo dekavtsi. We don't use hot water because the lung shrivels in hot water. Bekriri lo demitarshi. We don't use cold water because the lung stiffens too much in cold water. Elabat kinin lo bepshuri. But we have to test it with lukewarm water, so we have to be very precise. Imavatsvitsa trefa, if it bubbles when it's placed in the water, then it's a trefa because it's bubbling, obviously, because air is escaping the lung somehow. The lok sheiran, if it doesn't bubble, then it's going to be kosher. So, and what's the hissing sound coming from? If no air is escaping, why is it hissing? Because tato inkav ilo lo inkav, because we assume that the inner membrane is punctured, but the outer membrane is not punctured. So the hissing sound that we hear is air escaping between the two membranes of the lung, but it is not fully punctured all the way through. Vaid avsha zika de beni benihu. Okay, says the Gemara Vaita. Amar Ula, Amar Rav Yochanan. Reya shenish pecha kikiton. If you have lung that is dissolved inside so that literally the contents of the lung pour out like water, kshera, nevertheless, the animal is going to be kosher. So obviously what we're holding over here is that if there's a problem internal to the lung, that's not considered to be a chisaron. Because here there's definitely a problem inside because the contents of the lung spill out like a jug of water. So you know whatever's supposed to be inside the lung is not there, but he says the animal is going to be kosher because apparently chisaron mibifnim, if you have something lacking inside, it's not considered to be a problem. So esvei, and Rashi just points out over here, what does it mean, shenishpacha keketone? It means basar harea nimuach betoch kromim shela v'nishpach me'rosha l'sofa me'sofa l'rosha. It means that the inside of the lung is totally dissolved. And Rashi points out that this is called a chisaron because what has dissolved inside the lung is all the stuff that anatomically is supposed to be in the middle of the animal's lung. Now it's not there any longer, so that's a chisaron, but it's on the inside. But it's on the inside of the lung. It says the Gemara, Esfei Rabbi Abba Ula, but Rabbi Abba asked the question to Ula, Areya Shenikva, if you have a Areya that is punctured, a lung that is punctured, Oshe Chasra, or which is missing, then it's going to be a Trefa. So how can you tell me that the Chisaron inside the lung is not considered a Trefa? We learned in the Mishnah that if I have a lung that's missing something, it is a Trefa. So it says the Gemara, Maich Seira, and what does it mean that it's missing? If it means that it's missing something on the outside, hainu nikva, that's the same thing as having a hole, because when you have a hole, something is missing. Ela lav mibifnim, ela mai, doesn't it mean that the chisaron is on the inside? Nevertheless, we say that if the reya is chasera, if the lung is missing something, it's going to be a trefa. Ushma mina chisaron mibifnim, shme chisaron. So isn't this a raya that a chisaron on the inside of the animal's lung is considered to be a chisaron? So how can you tell me it's not? Says the Gemara, no, lo, liola mibachutz. Really, the chisaron that we're referring to in the Mishnah, when we say that if there's a chisaron, it's going to be a trefa, that's only a chisaron outside. With the ka'amrit, hainu nikva, and then if you're going to ask me, why do you need to teach me the case of chisaron? Isn't that the case of nikva? Isn't that the case where there's a nekev, where there's a hole? No, so lo tzricha, the Rabbi Shimon. We need to teach me this, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, who says, Achitinokov leves hasimponos, that the animal is not considered to be a trefa unless there's a nekev that is all the way down in the lung by the bronchi. So hani mili nekev delespe chisaron. That's only a hole where there is no chisaron. That's where you need the hole to be all the way down by the bronchial tubes over there. Aval nekev de ispe chisaron. However, if you have a hole that does cause an actual chisaron in the lung, afilu Rabbi Shimon moda, then even Rabbi Shimon is going to agree that the hole in the lung causes the animal to become a trefa, no matter where in the lung the hole is. So, if there's a regular hole in the lung without a chisaron, then the hole's only going to cause the animal to become a trefa if it's all the way down by the bronchi. However, if there's a hole so that it's so big that there's actually a piece of lung missing, that type of hole is going to cause the animal to become a trefa no matter where on the lung it is. All right, Rabbi Chanina chalesh, Rabbi Chanina got sick. Olagabe Rav Nosson Mechol Gedolei Ador. So Rav Nosson and all the Gedolei Ador went to visit Rabbi Chananya when he was sick. Saisu kamei reya shenishpacha kikiton. And they do what rabbis do. They started talking about trefa shaila. So they brought to him a lung that the inside of the lung was dissolved so that it poured out like a ketone. And the achshara. And he said it was kosher. So Marava Vudakaimi Simponos. And why did he say it's kosher? He said it's kosher obviously because we hold that chisaron shebifnim is lo shmei chisaron. It's not considered to be a chisaron. And therefore, even though the inside of the lung was fully dissolved, Rabbi Chananya thought it was fine. But then we qualify that's only if the bronchi are intact. If the bronchi are not intact, meaning there's nothing there, there's no bronchial system, there's no nothing inside the lungs, then it's going to be a problem. So Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava le Ravashi, said Rav Acha Brei de Rava to Ravashi, Mino Yadinan, how do we know this? So Amalei, so he said, so we have the following test to see how much is dissolved inside the lung. So Ma'asinan saw de Konya, so we bring a glazed earthenware basin, Fishavchin la Bagave, and we pour the contents of the lung into this glazed earthenware basin. I ispa shariki chiyuri. If there are white streaks in whatever pours out of the animal's lung, then trefa. Then it's going to be a trefa, because Rashi points out the osvade nirish and michuyas simponosu, because that's definitely the bronchial tubes that is dissolved. And what we had said was the only time the dissolved lung is okay is when the bronchial tubes remain intact. But if you pour the contents of the lung into the glazed earthenware basin and it turns out that there are white streaks, that is a sign that the bronchial tubes are also all dissolved, and that's going to be a problem. The lok shera, but if there are no white streaks, then it's going to be kosher. So Amar Rav Nachman, Reya Shani Muka, if you have a lung which is decayed, Vikarum Shala Kayam, and the encasing membrane of the lung is still intact, then kshera, then it's going to be kosher. So, and Rashi points out Reish and Imuka means this rokna me'elea miktsasa veina nishpacha kekiton. So in other words, what Nimuka means is that it's not that it dissolved and then the contents are liquefied. It just means that part of the inside of the lung just vanished. It doesn't exist anymore. But because it's only part, if the outer membrane is still in existence, then it's going to be kosher. Tani nami achi, so we have a similar braisa. Reish and imuka, if you have a part of a lung that decayed, ukrum shalakayim, but the outer membrane is okay, afilu machzekes revius kshera. Even if the empty space inside the lung is large enough to hold a revius of liquid, so in other words, there's a substantial part of the inside of the lung that decayed and no longer exists, still going to be kshera. Nitla shalfuchis, if however the womb of an animal is removed, kshera, then it's going to be kosher. Hitliya kaved shala, what happens if the liver was wormy? Is this considered to be like a fatal defect or not? So, Zealia Maisa v'aluala b'nei Asya gimel regalim liyavne. The b'nei Asya went over the span of three regalim to Yavne, which is where the Sanhedrin was sitting at that time. The regal shlishi yitzirulem. However, on the third regal, they said, by the third time they went, they said, yeah, it's fine. Even if the liver is wormy, it's going to be fine. Rashi points out over here the second line, the asrulem lo garsinan. It doesn't say that the first regal they went and they said it's usr. The second regal they went and they said it's usr. The asrulem lo garsinan, ubishnei regalim lo omrulem klum, ubishlishi amdulaminian v'rabu amatiran v'tiru. Now, what happened was that they didn't know. They were deliberating the first two regalim, and they didn't have a conclusive psak halacha. So the first two regalim, they didn't say anything. However, by the third regel, they paskin conclusively that it was fine. The Ron explains, because even if the liver is wormy, the behema could still live. Vaharaya, the Ron understands that they brought the animal to the basin over the course of the three regalim. And so why did they ultimately paskin that it was okay? They ultimately paskin that it was okay because what do we know about a trefa? We know that a trefa that lives for the 12 months is fine. So who knows when the animal developed this type of blemish? They brought the same animal to the basin for three regalim. So the basin saw, empirically, the animal is still living. Obviously, it's not going to be a trefa. Others explain, no, not like the Ron, that they didn't actually bring the animal. The animal had this defect. They shechted the animal. They had the meat. They preserved the meat. They wanted to know, can we eat the meat? So the fact that they said it was okay had nothing to do with the lifespan of the animal. They just were debating back and forth whether a wormy liver is the cause of an animal to become a trefa. Ultimately, by the third regel, they paskin that was okay, and they were able to eat the meat. So we'll stop here a couple of minutes early. We'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.